Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Welcome back. Let's Talk About It, your voice for wellness here in Imperial County. I am your host today because Maria's not here, so I've got no clue how to open the show. You can tell. I'm Scott. Welcome back. Hey, Wellness Radio at co.imperial.ca.us is our email. We had a few email responses a couple months ago, and it was really exciting. We were all like doing victory laps. Finally, we're going to get lots of emails. So, but now we're getting lonely. So I'm going to throw it out there one more time. Wellnessradio at co.imperial.ca.us. Thoughts, questions, comments, jokes. Well, if you send me a good joke, I'll tell it on the air. Promise. Why not, right? All right. We are joined by Natalia Flores. She's a licensed marriage and family therapist, which is in and of itself pretty cool. How is that process for, what is it like now to be a licensed therapist? Is it like different? Because I knew you before. What's it like to walk around with that?
There's an L there now.
Right. That licensed.
I think that's the only difference.
There's not like a shadow of responsibility or something that just falls wherever you walk?
No,
it didn't get any different?
I don't feel it any different.
It's pretty cool. I mean, I'm just saying, as somebody who's not, I don't have any L's, it is awesome that when I see people kind of show the kind of focus and dedication and diligence that it takes to get to that level of a profession. And then when we do it locally, and when those people care about our community and our clients, it's just, I'm like, yes, this is cool.
It took a very, very long time to get there. And so once, when passing the test and they give you your results, the feeling is just indescribable, and I couldn't. And actually took the test with my husband the same day. So it was a double L. Double L, that's true.
Pronounce it in Spanish. It's really neat. And also for your husband, indeed, for Juan. It is fantastic that we have. And it helps the community. I mean, ultimately, you're looking at kind of the generational turning of behavioral health services. And it keeps getting more and more recovery-oriented. Mm-hmm. And part of that is having licensed professionals in like roles like program supervisor, where they're able to kind of use their license in terms of managing a clinic and kind of keep it together in terms of good mental health care for our community. So thank you. On behalf of our community, Natalie, we thank you for your dedicated service and the L.
Thank you.
Sure. That's pretty cool. We're talking about the Recovery Center Program Outpatient Clinic and the services and who goes there. And we kind of talked the first segment about mostly about who goes there and mm-hmm. what kind of circumstances in their life and ultimately what we end up calling that diagnostically and stuff like that and how impairing it is. Mm-hmm. What does it look like as you begin to build something that leads to recovery? How do you build up the services? What services do you have? Kind of give us a walkthrough.
Okay. Well, so. I want to start at the beginning part. In the beginning. The first part would be is based on what we've been talking about and things that people may be experiencing out there, those that are hearing or family members that are hearing and may identify this and other family members or friends, would be making the call would be the first part of the first step. And to start up services, we have a number through our access unit, which you would use to make that first appointment, which is the intake assessment. And that phone number is 1-442-265-1525.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It. Heard each Sunday morning at 7 a.m. on KXO AM 1230 radio. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.